Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Oh, yeah, just listen.
Keep the frequency clear.
Coming at ya! We're coming at ya live and unedited from the mean streets of New York, California. This is the Lerone Report, UFC 205. Lerone, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on, everybody? What's going on,
Lerone?
What's up?
You just got out of the UFC weigh-ins. Literally, you just got out of there. How was it?
Oh, man, it was amazing. I'm still kind of walking through the aftermath of it, man. It was electric, man. Once again, kind of just he brought his people out once again, man. It was Irish flags waving everywhere, man. It was wild, man. It was really wild, especially after it let out. You know, it was really like a doggone riot that broke out. You know, it was nuts, man. It was nuts. I just wanted to get away from everything, you know.
Now, here's the thing. You've been to quite a few number of UFC events, but this is the biggest one ever in the history of MMA. How was the – I mean, have you ever been at a weigh-ins before, or was this the first weigh-in you've ever been to?
I've been to a few weigh-ins, actually. I think I've been to every – this would be my sixth live event, so this would be, I think, my sixth weigh-in. I'm sorry, no, five. I went to the – when Cruz fought Mighty Mouse, I was at that event, and I didn't go to the other. 7 to 5 before.
So tell us.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, in terms of excitement, you've been to other events. You'll experience this tomorrow live. But in terms of a weigh-in, have you ever seen anything like this? Is madness that the notorious Conor McGregor brings?
Yes, actually, I have to say yes. I'll have to definitely say for UFC 189 when McGregor fought Mendez, that was a special card, man. I've seen nothing like it there, man. It was wild, man. I mean, I think that was a notch up more than what this was, but this was pretty wild too. I mean, it was about the same amount of people, the same quantity of people. You know what I mean? As far as capacity, it was just relentless at UFC 189. I think that stops it as far as, you know, a weigh-in where Conor's involved. But it was very exciting, man. There was a lot of excitement there.
So besides McGregor getting the biggest pop, who also got the biggest pop?
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Chris Weidman, man. Everybody's chanting USA, USA. He got one of the biggest pops. And surprisingly, even Wonderboy, man. Wonderboy was another one, man. He come out, man. Everybody was rooting for him, too. Wonderboy and definitely Ryder. Everyone's chanting USA, USA. It was amazing.
So here's the thing. You're originally from New York. You experience a lot. I mean, people in New York, they don't even stop when a movie's being filmed. They don't care. Is the excitement as great as it looks via all the UFC promos, or is it still sort of you know, one of those underground type of excitement things with UFC and MMA?
Oh, no, man. It's crazy, man. The camaraderie is ridiculous. When I was waiting in line to get in, you won't believe this, right? I don't think it was a couple. I think it was a mother and son. They're standing in front of me, and we were talking and, you know, asked where they're from. They live 10 minutes from where I live out of Maryland, and they're out here. What's the chances of me bumping into a typical stranger that I've, you know what I'm saying, I don't know. But we wound up exchanging numbers, you know, so we were just, you know, a lot of the camaraderie, you know, amongst fans and the pandemonium was crazy, man. And the way they're losing out, there's a lot of, you know, McGregor fans. Yeah, go ahead.
Lerone, we have yet another person joining the Lerone Report.
Okay. There we go.
The Lerone Report. I love it.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, brother? How was it? I'm sorry.
Oh, man, it's crazy, man.
crazy,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Oh, it's great. I got a lot of video and pictures, man. I'll definitely send you guys definitely on the, you know, the amp Twitter feed. I'll definitely post them up there for sure. You know, I'm just in a bar at the moment, man. Get out of the pandemonium and the craziness out there, you know?
Yeah, do you mind if I join up? Do you mind if I share them on the AMP Facebook page as well, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, sorry to interrupt. You go back to what you were saying. AMP,
AMP represents
Larone's report from NYC.
Yes.
From the NYC. Yeah, too bad you didn't wear your shirt. Now, how cold is it over there right now?
Oh, it's very cold and windy. Very cold and windy. I had to put my dad
cold
in the
windy,
on,
eh?
So my hat won't fall off, you know?
So did Joanna get a pop at all? Or is it kind of even?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, I'd want to say it was kind of even, man, between the two. Joanna was a little more boisterous, where Carolina just came off, you know, sweet and pleasant and, you know, just, oh, you know, I'm happy to be here and put up the test tomorrow. And that was that as far as, you know, any kind of, you know,
benefit
of staff or nothing like that. It was just like that, you know what I mean? As far as she goes.
So,
but, you know, Joanna was going to really kind of, you know, really gracious, you know?
So, as Proteus likes to say, you are literally the man on the street right now, because we can hear feedback all over the place. But we knew that that was going to be the case. Heck, if you listen to the MMA Roadshow, I mean, we could barely hear John and Danny Austin, friend to the show, right, Pro? And everybody else.
So,
after the weigh-ins, did your picks or mind change with anyone? Besides, of course, the fact that Gastelum is going to lose.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's pretty much. I would definitely say everything kind of stays the same in Miami. I would say, Thiago, man, he looked a little bit flaccid at the weigh-ins, man. He looked a little bit, you know, like it was a hard cut for him. And if I'm correct, I think him and Dolce parted ways. He's not, I don't know if he was looking for this camp or in between or after, but He looked kind of, you know, military, if you ask me. Everybody else looked pretty good there, to be honest. Everybody else looked pretty good. Everybody made a race and stuff like that, you know. So I'd say my
best to
stay intact.
Was anybody lamenting not having Cowboy on the card?
Was the crowd
upset about it?
Yeah, man. The letting in of the crowd should have actually been in. People were pissed, you know? And me being one of them, yeah, I was pretty pissed, man. I definitely wanted to see him on there, you know? But it's like, it's not just, you know, saying, oh, we want to see him and not Gastelum. If Cowboy was the one to kind of pull out and Gastelum wasn't, people still say they want to see Cowboy than it being Gastelum, if that makes sense, if you know what I mean. You know, him just being a fan favorite, man, and, you know, him, you know, being here and the Big Apple, man, would have been a good look. But he's on the 206 card. He'll be fighting Matt Brown. That'd be pretty interesting, but it sucks, man. So I know he's sitting there standing back there and Stone Cold somewhere having a fan party, patio, you know?
Well, that directly affects Proteus, because that's in Canada, bro.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go, bro. You know what I mean? Get a little bit over there, man. Remember that good old combo over there, man. Get you a nice, you know, fight card lined up. Were you going to that card?
Yeah, I tell you what, it doesn't hurt that potential fight could be moved to the UFC 206 card. Yeah, that would make it worthwhile because, you know, if either Daniel Cormier or DC get or Anthony Johnson gets hurt, that card is pretty much over. So, you know, in addition of Cerrone and Matt Brown would really help out the card a lot. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
Hey, Lerone, we got to ask. We got to ask. Look, Lerone, hang on. I got to ask you about this because you actually broke the news earlier to Proteus and I. Actually, you broke it last night on Proteus's primetime, but you said that there was a buzz about Ronda, and all of a sudden, what do we see? Ronda Rousey at the UFC 205 weigh-in.
That was crazy. No, it was so funny because I was getting ready to get up basically after Conor and Alvarez spoke. And then you had Reagan there And Rosen was like, oh, that's not it. We got a little surprise for you. And I'm like, oh, shit, they got, you know, somebody else in the car. Now, who the hell could it be? You know, I'm just thinking, like, you know, it's a big star. And then, you know, you hear him say, you know, that was the news. Like, oh, shit. You know, so then they show, like, a promo reel on that. And then they both come out of face off. And it was a cool face off. And then he turned to Nunes and asked her, you know, what she think about the fight. And then when she was asking her that, Rousey just walked off. She wasn't asked anything. I thought that was kind of weird. She didn't speak on it or nothing, or, you know, I'm glad to be back or nothing. She didn't say anything. It was all in just the promo as far as hearing her speak. So when they basically did their face off, and, you know, after you speak to Rogan, it was just Amanda Nunes who spoke, and Rousey just walked off, you know?
Yeah, she reminded me of one of them, like, ghost things from Harry Potter. You remember them ghost things that guard the prison? She come in, she looked, and then she, and she rocked off. That's what it reminded me of.
Hey, Lerone, so yeah, what kind of pop did Ronda get? Was it McGregor line?
Maybe a notch under. Maybe a notch under. Because, you know, McGregor, he brings the Irish muscle.
Yeah.
You know, with Ronda, it's not necessarily about a country or, you know, a set of certain people. You know, it's more fight fans or if you shot. Or, you know, if you can't send them from, you know, being a movie actor. Like that. She did get a pop because people was getting up. And that's just, it was a surprise. Everyone kind of stood back and then said her name. Oh, shit. Everybody kind of ran back to the seat. I kind of stood up. Everybody kind of ran back. So it wasn't lucky. It was amazing.
So are the weigh-ins general admission, or is that where you're going to sit?
That was just general admission. Nah, it's not where I'm going to sit at. Well, I was further back where I'm going to be in that area, but yeah, it was my... We had tickets for the range, so I guess it could be kind of controlled as far as, you know, not pandemonium and anybody rushing to sit anywhere. But no, that's not where I'll be sitting at tomorrow. I'd be basically on the opposite side, but I'd still be at the same distance.
Well, the pictures that I saw looked fantastic that you sent us previous to the event going down. So, man, it looks like a really serious event. You know what I mean, guys? We got a big, big, big stage, and let's hope it pays off, right, Lerone?
Oh, definitely. Another thing, man, that was crazy was the booze. Not to cut you off, but the booze that Jeremy Stevens got. He come out, man.
Really?
Just like a gangster, man. Yeah, he just came out like a gangster. He didn't want to hear none of it. And then he said, you know, I'm going to get into line. I don't think he threw up the middle finger. He just kind of just waved his hand at everybody. And then he threw up the west side. I didn't know he was from there. Where is he from? Is he from the west side?
I don't know where Jeremy's from, actually.
Yeah, I forget where he's from. But, he threw up the west coast, you know, like how... He did that when he was in the way, and they couldn't get it. And I'm a big Stevens fan, so I'm biased in the whole card. I'm going New York all the way, man, and I'm a big Edgar fan. He got a loud pop, and when he came out, man, he was like rushing out like something Ultimate Warrior, man, like how he usually does when he comes up to the stage. He was just, you know, then they wanted to run up on the stage, man. He was ready to go.
Proteus's favorite fighter, the Little Heathen, is from Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Iowa, okay. He might have relocated somewhere like in the West End because I don't think he fights out of Iowa.
Okay, so here's a thing, Lerone, before we close shop. I don't think that there was a bigger surprise to me than Ronda coming out. To me, the whole Conor thing, and you guys know I do love Conor, but it's starting to get old. I mean, it's kind of predictable. Let me ask you this. I'll be honest with you. If I could change my pick, Proteus, I would already. I don't see how T-Wood beats Thompson. Thompson just seems too relaxed. If you could change your pick to any other pick right now, we'll start off with Lerone, then we'll go to Proteus. Who would it be? Lerone.
That's a good question, man. Yeah, that's a good one. I had one. Okay, easy. That's easy. Okay, I picked Michael Johnson, man, because he seems like he's a fighter where all of his fights, he's just growing. He's getting better at his game. Even though I picked him, maybe I'm being biased picking him. And I like Khabib also. I think Khabib is going to probably run through him. I'll be surprised if Johnson wins in my pick. But I would say if I had to choose any fight on the card, it would be Khabib and Johnson.
Proteus, if you could change any pick.
Yeah, I think if I could change any pick, I'd choose Rashad Evans. Oh wait, he's not on the card anymore. So
oh,
guys, so my bad.
Oh man.
No. You know what, guys? The only pick that I'm kind of wavering on now is the Conor McGregor Eddie Alvarez fight. You know, I took Eddie Alvarez, and if there's anything I could change, I might, you know, want to pick Conor because that's the one fight that in my mind is so up in the air. So that's the only reason why I would change my pick. But I'm staying with Eddie. But if your question was, what could I change? And that would probably be one that I would.
I agree with you there. Guys, go ahead,
LeBron. Conor was good at the weigh-in. Yeah, Conor didn't look last time. Have you seen him in all the fights? He looks pretty good.
All right, guys, last thing. The fighter that surprised you the most right now. To me, I'm going to say it right now, and Proteus and I already spoke about this, but I'm going to say this publicly. Caitlin Shakugian, good Lord.
Good.
Yeah, she surprised me too. I don't even know who the hell that was. She came out. She was a smoke show. Yeah, I said the same thing too. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I said the same thing too. Wow. This is it. I said this. She came out. I'm like, Ben, who's this? Melody Barber coming out to the bag. Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. She looks good getting off the bus, Tony.
Right.
On the bus. Hello.
Yeah. Right. We're doing whatever she wants to do. She looks good. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to give you back that for Tony, man, and I have to say that I was surprised by her too. I didn't know who she was, and I kind of fit the car loose, she's not knowing the other chick, and I never even seen her or looked at her, you know, her face tag or nothing, you know.
Proteus, a fighter that surprised you?
Yes, sir. Fighter that surprised me. Sorry, what was the context?
In terms of the weigh-ins, anyone that took your that got your attention at the weigh-ins?
Yeah. KK got my attention at the weigh-ins. If you pay attention to what she looked like at the early weigh-ins, she made that Reebok gear look real nice.
And LeBron, last thing before we leave you, talk to me about Dana. What kind of pop did Dana get?
Let's say I'm with the audience, the crowd. You're talking about everybody at the thing?
The fan reaction from Dana White, how was it?
It was as usual as he came out along with everybody else. It was, you know, electric and it was pretty loud. It's funny, he got pushed around a little bit between Joanna and Carolina. Kind of took a fist to the face. It wasn't a full punch, but you know, she had pissed out and, you know, keeping that at bay. He got a nice pop along with everybody else that comes out.
All right, LeBron, we can hardly hear you because it's really loud over there, but listen, enjoy yourself from we can barely hear you, but enjoy yourself, have fun, and keep us up to date. Maybe you join us on Sunday as well to break.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's the plan. All right, fellas. It was nice checking in with you guys.
That was the LeBron Report from UFC 205. We'll see you Sunday.
All right. Peace.
The LeBron Report. I like it.
One last thing, Pro, before we leave.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
All right, Pro. I'll see you Sunday.
All right, brother. And like that.
Like that, we're gone. And like that. Hit it, bro.